So this decision is terrific news for pensioners. It is terrible news for taxpayers. And it's actually highly uncertain what it means for the university. What I mean by that is that it will help create, on the positive side, it helps create a sense of certainty for faculty with regard to their pension benefit, with regard to their overall compensation package. It may stem the tide of people that were thinking about leaving due to uncertainty over it. My concern about the long run is that we still face an enormous fiscal problem in the state. We've now learned that there's almost nothing we can do on the benefit side to address it, and therefore this is going to create enormous fiscal pressure to shift some of those costs directly to the university, and is going to put fiscal pressure on the governor to find other ways of saving money, including cuts to higher education. So it's really a mixed bag. I think on net, it's probably net negative news for the state as a whole, although it is certainly great news for people that are in near retirement or even those that are some years away from it.
So what are the options that the governor and the legislature have?
Well, none of them are good. I think what we've learned from this is that there's going to be very little that we can do on the benefit side. And that means that you just have to come up with the money to pay these bills. Essentially, the court has said that we have no choice but to pay these pensions. The pensioners are now first in line, and if there's a dollar to be had, they get it. And that means that any other spending program is going to be stressed, and it means that it's going to be very, very hard to avoid raising taxes, either now or at some point in the future. So obviously, Governor Rauner would prefer not to raise taxes, but I think we need to understand that if you're trying to create an economic environment that is conducive to growth, while it is true that high tax rates may hurt that, it is also true that having a large debt overhang, unfunded liabilities for a pension, is also creating a negative economic environment, and I think it needs to be addressed. So I think it's going to be really hard for the state to avoid higher tax rates going forward. How the legislature and the governor choose to do this is anyone's guess. But there's just not enough money in this state in terms of current expenditures to be able to cut back on expenditures that we do for other things to fill the gap that we've created on the pension side. And so I just don't see any other way but finding additional revenue over the long run.
What about on the university side? Are there steps that they can take?
Well, so again, in the short run, I think this is good news for the university because what it will mean is that it will boost a lot of the certainty that people have about the retirement plan. It means that people won't be rushing for the exits as quickly. It means that we won't have as much trouble retaining people whom we otherwise might have lost as a result of the pension cuts from Senate Bill 1. The more difficult thing is over the longer term, I think the state is going to increasingly look at the universities and say, you know, the most expensive thing about you is the pensions, and those can't be cut, so we're going to have to find ways of cutting other revenue to you and or making you, the university, pick up some of those costs. And so I think it's going to be increasingly important that the university find ways to grow and diversify its revenue base, whether it's through additional, you know, degree programs, whether it's through philanthropy, anything it can do to increase its revenues, reduce its costs, and to recognize that in the long run, we're going to have to become much less reliant on state funding.
So if you were going to make a guess on what the next steps would be, what do you think that would be, and any timeline ideas?
Well, at the state level, I think it's a little bit anyone's guess. I mean, Rauner had some proposals in his budget address back in February. I think today's ruling probably casts significant doubt on whether the things that he was proposing could pass constitutional muster. So I think he's going to have to reconsider. I think the legislature, they're all going to have to go back to square one. I don't know how quickly they're going to be able to do that. You know, there are some small things they can consider doing. You know, we could raise another $1 billion a year by removing the tax exemption for retirement income, so we can't cut benefits, but we could start taxing your pension. And I think that would probably be permissible because it's a matter of tax policy rather than pension policy. There are some little things like that that they could consider and act quickly if they wanted to, but given how long it took to come to agreement on Senate Bill 1, I don't really see them acting particularly quickly on this. So my guess is we're going to go through a series of a couple more years of protracted debate and a consensus one at the state level that will inevitably be tied in with debates about tax rates and so forth. At the university level, I mean, the university is already engaging in long-term planning to figure out how best to weather the storm. I mean, Governor Rauner had already proposed a 31% cut of state funds going to the university, and I know that the chancellor and the provost, central administration, have been spending a lot of time trying to figure out where that money will come from and are in discussions with various units on where to do that. And I think this is probably going to have to accelerate those discussions because what it means, I think, is that these are not going to be short-term cuts, that whatever cuts come, we can probably expect even more of in the future. And so I think the universities, not just ours, but all of them, would be very wise to be thinking of, as always, looking for ways to expand revenue, reduce expenses, maybe build a cash reserve so that if we start to have to absorb some of these pension costs going forward, that we have some time to adjust.